Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla stock just closed over $800 today for the first time since February 12th of this year, exactly 8 months ago. In this video, I'm going to share some real-time stream of consciousness thoughts and share how I'm looking at things. None of this, of course, is financial advice. All right, first, let's go to look at the stock charts here. So number one, $800, I think, is a very interesting psychological barrier. You see, once Tesla passes $800, then people naturally look to the next kind of resistance, which is breaking the all-time highs of $900 per share. And once it passes $800 and people's focus and their attention is breaking the all-time highs, people tend to completely forget the bottom. They completely tend to ignore any risks to the stock. And somehow this all triggers people's excitement and anticipation. All right, number two, I think Tesla stock has held up very nicely over this past year. It started off on January 1st at $705, and then it hit an all-time high of $900 before correcting. It corrected down all the way to about $540 briefly earlier this year, and since then, it steadily has made its way back. And I think a lot of Tesla bears are in disbelief right now because they thought Tesla was headed to $100 per share. Anyways, if Tesla breaks all-time highs, it's going to be interesting to see what the skeptics' reactions are. All right, number three, $800 is actually $4,000. What I mean by this is Tesla did a 5-for-1 stock split at the end of August in 2020. And back in 2019, you could have picked up Tesla for under $200 a share. This was pre-split price, but post-split price, that's under $40 a share. So just in the past 2.5 years or so, Tesla has done a nice 20x or so. All right, number four, Tesla, I think back in the day, let's say from 2014 to 2019, it had a lot more volatility and a lot more quarter-to-quarter fluctuations. It was really tough to predict each quarter whether Tesla would over-deliver or under-deliver their earnings. And sometimes, right, they met expectations and sometimes they didn't. But starting around mid to late 2019, Tesla started to hit their stride and they started to deliver great quarters, quarter over quarter. And with each new quarter, it was an improvement usually on this past quarter. And this leads me to my last point, which is number five. Tesla's quarterly earnings are stacked for the foreseeable future. See, Tesla has Austin, their new factory, and Berlin, another new factory, coming online and ramping next year. And this will lead to increasingly better quarters each quarter. And nobody knows, obviously, what's going to happen to the stock price, but I think there can be a case to be made that we could see some very, very strong quarters coming up, and that in turn can provide support for higher highs. Let's go ahead and look at some rough quarterly numbers and estimates for the next six quarters. All right, so you got here Tesla's past four quarters, starting from Q3 2020 until last quarter. Then we've got Tesla's upcoming quarters, just my estimates for the next six quarters. All right, so for Q3, we got 241,000 deliveries. We got revenues about $14 billion and operating profit about $1.75 billion. If you go to Q4, next quarter, 270,000 vehicle deliveries. We have revenue at $15.6 billion. And operating profit at about $2.25 billion. All right, Q1 of 2022, these are estimates, 310,000 deliveries, revenue at $17.7 billion, and operating profit at $2.75 billion. Q2 of next year, 340,000 vehicle deliveries, revenue at $9.3 billion, operating profit at $3.1 billion. Q3 of 2022, 370,000 vehicles, $0.9 billion in revenue and $3.45 billion in operating profit. And Q4 of 2022, 400,000 vehicles delivered, $22.5 billion in revenue and $3.8 billion in operating profit. Now, this $3.8 billion is not an annual operating profit number. This is a quarterly, right? In a single quarter, Tesla can perhaps achieve $3.8 billion in operating profit. Annual run rate-wise, this is over $15 billion, right, in operating profit. And I think the biggest driver of this increase in operating profit quarter over quarter is going to be their deliveries. If Tesla can deliver more cars every quarter, right? Keep their margins at a good rate and keep their operating expenses in check, then what you're going to see is you're going to see their operating profit just take advantage of that operating leverage. And quarter over quarter, you're probably going to see record operating profit and net profit figures from Tesla. All right. So all in all, it looks like Tesla is in this zone. It's a zone of record-breaking quarters, right? Every quarter, as long as they can increase deliveries and keep their margins up. Of course, anything could happen, and there are obvious risks. For example, there are major supply chain challenges, or even, let's say, a global event can happen that grinds production to a halt for a while. And there are always a lot of other different type of risks for Tesla at hand. And the game as an investor, at least how I look at it, is to weigh the risks against the potential growth and rewards and to make a decision for yourself. Anyways, I hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead and like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. See you guys in my next video. Thanks.